Doing great. Thanks so much for joining us here as we're spending time with John Benson, the head coach of the Lebanon Leprechauns. John, let's begin with some basic information about you. And let's start with, well, who are you and where are you from?
Yeah, John Benson. From Hagerstown, Indiana, which is this really small town between Richmond and Newcastle. For those of you that kind of are automotive gurus, it's where the cruise control was invented by Ralph Teeter. Went to high school here, went off to play at Indiana Wesleyan University, and kind of got into coaching after that. I've got married, two kids, got a 12-year-old, and my daughter's getting ready to turn 14 Wednesday. So basketball's in my blood. For those of you that probably know Kent Benson, my uncle, 32-0 IU team, 1976, number one draft pick. My dad, Kim Benson, played at Ole Miss. Both of them went to Newcastle. For those of you that don't know Newcastle, maybe more familiar with Steve Alford. That's where Steve Alford went to school as well. So I'm excited to be part of the Lebanon Leprechauns this year. And hopefully bring over that TBL championship.
Well, tell us about your coaching background. Where has basketball taken you in that area?
Yeah, so I actually started kind of late in the coaching circuit. Didn't really start coaching until about I was 29, 30 years old. And it actually started with my son in second grade. And since then, I've been coaching him for the last 5 years, and I've been in the high school side of it for 4 years, 5 years, and then in the pro circuit for about three, starting with the Hoosier Hardwood Basketball Association, and then 2 years with the TBL. So I would consider myself still a young coach, only been coaching for about 6 years, but my journey has brought me already to many places, and I continue to be thankful for those and very blessed.
What was it about the basketball league that piqued your interest enough to want to be a coach?
So the biggest thing was just the organization in general. Dave and Evelyn Magley, two of the greatest people you'll ever meet. They'll both take the shirts off their back for every person in the TBL if they could. Same with Commissioner Wiley, and then our organization lady, Kelly. They are just, you won't find a better organization, professional organization than the TBL. The way the teams present themselves, the way Dave and Evelyn want this organization to go, they want these players and coaches to continue to grow in their talents. And if that's continuing to stay in the TBL, that's awesome. But if they have opportunities other places, that's what Dave and Evelyn want. They want kids and coaches to be able to go to a higher level. So with my passion now as a coach, I want that opportunity at some point to maybe grow my coaching experience, whether that is college or overseas or an additional pro league. You know, that's kind of what interests me into the TBL.
Again, we're spending time here with John Benson. He is the head coach of the Lebanon Leprechauns, his first year with the Leprechauns. And as you look at the TBL, is it filling a niche that wasn't there for basketball players?
Oh, for sure, especially in the United States. You know, a lot of these kids that want to play professional basketball, the real option they had was to try to go overseas. And as you guys, as everybody knows, it's not always the easiest thing to get yourself seen to overseas organizations. And given this option for right now, there's 49 teams, an additional 49 teams with 10 plus players on each team. You know, this gives basketball players another option that they can do without having to go overseas. and still continue to grow their game and get noticed to those overseas teams.
Talking with some of the guys from last year's team and this year's team, some have played over in Europe, some have played in Asia, some have played in Central and South America. So these ball players are committed to playing basketball as long as they can, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you'd think some of these guys would just, like myself, you know, by the time you get 24, 25 years old, you're like, all right, you know, I got to get into life now, you know, start working. But these guys with the TBL, they're given an opportunity that, you know, some of us, call myself older, even though I'm only 36, call myself older, they didn't have that opportunity to continue to play, especially within the States. And that I think that's huge with the way things are going with basketball. You know, for those that don't know, there's a couple guys that are currently playing in the NBA that originally started playing in the TBL. So, I mean, there's huge opportunities for the players through this league.
Tell me about this year's team.
Yeah, so we're excited for this year. You know, we've had a rough start, but these guys are committed to get better every day. You know, the biggest thing is 1% better every day, and we're committed to that. We've got a lot of things we've got to correct, especially the two games and then the exhibition game. But last night in the locker room, our heads were high. We know what we need to do, and we truly feel that when things start clicking together, we're going to be dangerous. You know, some of these teams in the TBL, for example, Kokomo, you know, a lot of those players have played together at Kokomo for 2-3 years. And when you get a team and you've only been playing and practicing together for, 15-ish, 20 days, it's hard to get that chemistry together when you've never played with them before. So I'm excited. The guys are excited. The staff is excited. Once we get things clicking, I think the TBL is going to have to watch out for the Lebanon Leprechauns.
It's a little unusual in this league to see a team hold on to its players like what Kokomo has done.
It is. It is, just because of the fact that there's so many more opportunities for these players, you know, and with more and more players coming out of college, especially after these COVID years that they've had with additional playing time and redshirting and those kind of things, it's really hard to keep the players from year to year. You know, I don't know how Kokomo does it. I don't know if Coach Livingston has got a special wand or something he does, but it is very hard. You know, this year we've got three guys right now that we had last year, Trayshawn, Trey Mitchell, and Ryan Lawrence. You know, they were good assets to the team last year, but didn't have a lot of that camaraderie like Kokomo does, just because we don't have additional months to play together. So it is it's definitely unusual for what Kokomo's pulling out with that.
What was the difference in last night's game with Kokomo?
Man, we just gave the ball away too much. You know, we had 35 turnovers, which has been our struggle from the two season games and the exhibition game. We've got to correct our turnovers. You know, 35 turnovers and getting 35 points off our turnovers, that's just, we've got to just take care of the basketball. And the three things I've preached all season long from day one, the three things that'll win basketball games is defense, rebounding, and take care of the basketball. If you don't do those three things, you're on the bottom side of winning games. And we've seen that the last two games, that we haven't taken care of the ball. And unfortunately, those two games brought us losses. So we've got to correct that.
Well, you'll be back in action later today, back at Rosensteel Gymnasium, taking on the Jamestown Jackals. You have much of a scouting report on the Jackals coming into tonight's game?
Yeah, we do. You know, every game, you know, we can scout as much as we want, you know, and obviously we do. We watch a lot of film, as much film as we can with it being this early in the season. But we can give as much personnel information as we can and plays. But when it comes down to the game time, it's just the way we effectively defend the basketball, take care of the ball and rebound. I mean, in all reality. So, yeah, Jamestown is a pretty good team. But I feel if we do the right things, just like I said, defend, rebound, take care of the ball, the scouting report can say whatever it wants once we give it to those guys. But we do those three things, and we have a good shot to win the game.
Well, again, tip-off is slated for 8 o'clock tonight, a little bit later. I think that's probably has to do with the high school basketball regional going on today at Rosenstiel Gymnasium. But if you don't have plans, make sure you get out to the Rosie and check out the Lebanon Leprechauns. We've been joined on this segment of the Coach's Corner by the Leprechauns head coach, John Benson. John, thanks so much for your time, and good luck this year with the Leprechauns.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and appreciate it.
Once again, John Benson with us here as we talk Lebanon Leprechauns basketball on this portion of the Coach's Corner. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll turn our attention to the Zionsville Lady Eagles swimming. That's on the way, and this is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.